We appreciate their service in helping us review these items. There's a number of things in this bump that I'm very proud of, and I want to thank my colleagues. The $100,000 for Age Friendly. We have designated them our partner in implementing an Age Friendly action plan towards our vision of a city that's more welcoming and accessible to people of all ages and abilities. And I think it's very important that we continue to keep faith in providing funding so they can do the work on our behalf. I'm very pleased, and I want to thank Commissioner Daley in particular for pushing the issue of getting full funding for the commitment we made to Opano and their development. And the $100,000 from Prosper Portland here, I think, fulfills that commitment. And I think you're absolutely right to insist that we nail that, that we confirm that now and not leave it to the vagaries of the later budget process. Commissioner Fritz, again, you are ultimately the leader on the $125,000 for two of our key partners. And I particularly appreciate the spirit of these things. These dollar amounts are relatively small, but they recognize that there are events that occur that put our key partners in peril. And where we can step up and provide them additional resources, since we are asking them to manage and operate key assets of the city on our behalf, I think sends a good statement. I'm very pleased that we are actually appropriating the $50,000 that we committed to offset the costs of young people re-registering under DACA. I think the failure of the administration to extend the deadline was disgraceful, and I'm pleased that in our legislative agenda meeting yesterday, we placed the reauthorization of the DREAM Act as a council priority, which will be part of our federal agenda. I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for having championed the idea that 50% of the money gets set aside for capital projects. I think that's one of those things we did that allows Andrew Scott to sleep better at night, because it puts us, I think, in the league of just good budgeting. And those capital projects, which then get scored and ranked according to what's most compelling, fund things that are really needed. And I think if you add up the money since this rule was adopted, Commissioner Fritz, it's quite a significant number. And thank you, for bumping it up to 50%. And I also just want to finally acknowledge that there's money in here for the Joint Office of Homeless Services. We're going to have a robust and really difficult conversation in the regular budget about what's the appropriate level of funding for the Joint Office, how much of it should be ongoing versus one time, what are the services we hope to buy, and what additional things can we do to address our housing crisis. I still believe that the Joint Office of Homeless Services is the place and the framework for us to have that discussion. Mayor, thank you for adding additional dollars, particularly dollars that will fund vital shelter services in the coming winter months. On balance, I think this is a good package, and I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I will support this package, but I do want to echo what I said earlier this morning, that over almost $7 million of new spending, let's be frank, we're all guilty up here because we all have our little pet projects tucked into this, and this is not how it should be. When we're spending this much new money for things like sending people to a conference, you know, travel requests that I routinely deny as a commissioner in charge somehow work their way into a bump request, and that's not how it should be. So, like I said, I'm as guilty as everybody else up here, but there's got to be a better way to make sure these appropriations are subject to more rigor than they are during the bump process, because there is not the same public scrutiny at a fall bump or a spring bump that there is to our full budget adoption when we adopt the budget for the year. We have our budget committees convened and our advisors, and we have numerous public hearings. We really don't do that for the bumps, and yet here's $6 million going out the door, and it's just not subject to the same rigor that it should be, in my opinion. Having said that, you know, as I said, I'm as guilty as everybody else up here of having special things in here that benefit my office or my bureaus in charge. But I do think if we're going to be spending this amount of new revenue in our bump process, we need a more rigorous public process around how we spend that money. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I want to thank Director Scott and his team for the considerable amount of work they did. I want to thank my team for the shuttle diplomacy they did between council offices and other interested parties. I want to thank my colleagues up here for the amount of input and collaboration and suggestions that you all made. I feel like this was very solid joint effort, and I think we picked the right priorities, and I support those priorities. Before I cast my vote, I know Commissioner Fritz has a question.
Thank you so much, Mayor. I just wanted to mention that we are funding an additional $350,000 in special appropriations. I don't know if that has been decided, whether it would be more to the grants that are already been allocated that got less than they had asked for, or whether we're going to be opening it back up again for more requests. So that's to come. I just wanted to mention that because, as Commissioner Saltzman rightly mentioned, that's the process where people, if you want additional funding for things, the request should go there. Thank you, Mayor, for letting me say that.
Great. And I also just want to call out one piece of this budget, and that is the funding towards the Joint Office of Homeless Services. The amount funded is slightly less than the amount that was requested from the Joint Office on Homeless Services, particularly as it results to as it relates to emergency shelter. We believe on a cash flow basis, we have supported this at the correct level, but I've made a promise to Chair Kafoury, the Multnomah County Chair, that if we run into cash flow problems with regard to the emergency shelter situation, or if we have a particularly severe weather situation in the city, which I hope we don't. I hope we have a nice balmy winter. But if we do, we're good for it. We will ensure that we live up to the promise that we made last year, which we will make this year, which is during emergency weather situations, nobody who wants to come indoors and be warm and dry will be denied that opportunity. And we will continue to have outreach teams, first responders, volunteers, and others out there in the community for those who either don't want or cannot come in during emergency weather situations. So that's a long way of saying we're on the same page with Multnomah County, and we're greatly appreciative of that relationship. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you.
Mayor, I think we've agreed to take about a five-minute compassion break.
We're recessed for 5 minutes, please.
Andrew.